Fran fam, what's going on? Listen, before we start this podcast episode, I have a very, very small favor to ask of each and every single one of you guys. I appreciate the support that all of you have been showing for the podcast up until this point, but we want to try and get these episodes out to as many people as possible. And how we do that on the audio side is by leaving a review and dropping a 5-star rating. So if you've been a consistent listener of the pod, please, before we get this episode started, it only takes a couple of seconds, leave a review. It could be a 2-word, 3-word, 4-word review, or just leave a rating. Do something to get the word out so that we can get the Marvin Francois Show to more listeners moving forward. Outside of that, love you guys, appreciate the support, but without further ado, let's get into this episode.
Just because somebody likes you doesn't mean that they want to buy from you. And we confuse like with people that's ready to purchase. So we think, oh my God, this reel got so many views. It got so many likes. I'm about to have a crazy webinar tonight. No, you're not. It's like you haven't dropped enough value on your page for people to say, I trust you as an authority. Value content means that you're an authority over your audience. You've mastered a skill that they want to have in life. So now that I know that I've mastered this skill, I get to give out that value so that people know to purchase from me when the time comes.
Hey, business owners, what if I helped you get access to $50,000 in business funding for $1 a day? Would you be interested? Well, inside of my Credit Mastery community, you're going to be getting exclusive access to our in-depth training program that's worth tens of thousands of dollars to give you the exact strategies you need on how to restore your credit and on how to properly structure your business. You're also going to be getting access to a financial consultant with over a decade of experience in the funding space that'll help you reach your financial goals in half the time it would take if you were to do it on your own. And we're going to be giving you 2 coaching calls every week that'll give you the exact banks you need to go to get access to $50,000 to $100,000 in business funding. This is the same community that helped Pat get access to $50,000 in funding from Chase, helped Alvin get access to $8,000 in funding from Amex, helped Matt boost his personal credit score by 150 points, and helped Donna delete a bankruptcy from her credit report. So if you're interested, click the link above or below this video to join now, and we'll see you on the other side of success. Let's go, family.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Marvin Francois Show, your number one source for all things business, finance, and investing. And today, is a very special day because our guest today is an entrepreneur, coach, content strategist, and social media monetization expert extraordinaire. She's the creator of the Social Media-ish Masterclass, a program designed to help everyday creators, coaches, and business owners grow with intention, simplify their content, and finally start turning posts into profit without chasing trends or burning out. From navigating a life that's been filled with trial and tribulation to showing up online with nothing more than a phone and a promise to herself, she's turned pain into purpose and built a platform that's landed her tens of thousands of dollars in brand deals with multi-million dollar corporations. She's helped over 100 creators shift from posting without purpose to building aligned brands that attract loyal audiences and consistent income, which is proof that success online isn't about algorithms or going viral. It's about systems and clarity. And today, she's here to teach more of the same. Ladies and gentlemen, from Atlanta, Georgia, I'm here with the one, the only, my good friend, Miss Seven Buffins. What's going on, family? How are you?
Wow, can I have that? Like, yeah. I think you might have just, like, I don't know. That was you wrote that yourself?
Had to.
Wow, that was one crazy intro. I'm going to have to record an album or something to have you film the intro. That was good.
I appreciate
it. You are prepared.
I have to be.
That was good.
When you sit down with the one and only, Mrs. Seven Buffins, you better be prepared.
That was good. You know what? I'm going to have that as my drop.
There you go.
At the beginning of my webinars, I'm going to be like, let's play this. Roll back that pipe with Marvin. Let's go.
I love it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm even more excited to have you. This is going to be a very fun conversation around one of my favorite topics, all things social media and digital marketing. And I'm excited to break the game down for the people.
I'm excited too. It's going to be good.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm very familiar with what you do, but unfortunately, there may be some people watching right now who are unfamiliar.
Of course.
Let's get them familiar. So who exactly is Mrs. Seven Buffins?
So it's a lot of different layers, I would say, to who I am in general. But the reason why I show up online, I'll give you that actually first. So I actually went and what school did you want to go to when you grew up?
Yeah, college or high school?
College.
College. Oof, I wanted to go to Syracuse University.
Okay, did you go?
I did.
Okay, right, same me. So I was one of those people that where, you know, when you're growing up, your parents say, All you're responsible for is to go to school, get good grades, go to college. Go to school, get good grades, and go to college. And I was one of those people where I didn't really skip. I wasn't bad in school. I went to school. I got good grades. Mm-hmm. And my senior year, I'll never forget, I got into over 10 schools, and my dream school was Spelman. I'm like, I watched Legally Blonde. I'm going to be an attorney. I'm going to go to Spelman and go to Harvard. Like, I'm going to be the first one that graduated my family. And I was the first person that graduated my family, but I'll never forget, I got into Spelman. It was my last acceptance letter. I literally, like, cried tears of joy. I went to cheerleading tryouts, and I was sitting there, and I got a call, and it was just something about the air on the other side of the phone that just made my stomach drop. And they was like, we need you to bring $9,000 to financial aid. And I'll never forget, I picked up my bag and a tear fell down my face. I didn't explain to anybody where I was going because I knew at the time that my parents didn't have $9,000. I knew we didn't have the credit to get approved for like the loans and everything else because we had already maxed out all of it. And it was only for one semester. And I'll never forget at that moment, I was just like, it really was an amount of money that separated from my dreams and my reality. And I made the decision that moment forward that it wouldn't be like that for my kids whenever I had them. And I know my parents did the best they could with what they had, but I didn't want my kids' dreams to be separated from money. And their first brand deal at 2 years old was $10,500.
Wow. Wow. So you end up going to your dream school, and then you find yourself in a situation where, like you said, money—
Couldn't even register. They're like, we need the money to register right now. And I'm like, I don't got it. Like, what am I going to do?
So at that point, what, because I want to bridge the gap for individuals from the women that we see sitting here today to that moment. What happens post that moment?
So that moment, I was literally crushed. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like it, my dreams just felt like, so I tried to go to community college, and just because I couldn't see what it was in my head, I was just like, I feel like I'm settling. Like, and of course there wasn't anything wrong with community college, but I'll be sitting in class and looking at people at Spelman. And it just bothered me every single day. So I end up dropping out. I dropped out, and I'm always been one person. I got one hell of a will. Like, I'm a hard worker. I'm a very hard worker. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm always going to be a hard worker. And I feel like a lot of people have that. Like, we genuinely work hard for a better life. And I end up started selling hair. Like, I'm like, I need to be able to make money. And I started selling hair. And I was like, well, I might as well own a salon or something. Like, I just wanted to find a way to have a better future for myself. Yeah. And I end up going to hair school. I got in on a full ride scholarship this time. For my own will, like, they had a scholarship thing, and I applied because I just had faith. I'm like, I know God can make this happen for me. And I got into the hair industry, and the first thing I did was I went inside of a salon, and it was a commission salon. And that was the eye-opener for me of social media, because when you work at a commission salon, they go on an Instagram page. They don't know your name or anything. They say, I want who did that style. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I got to get my content up because I need them to be able to see, like, what it is at that style. And it's so crazy because who I am today is so different from that moment. I was 202 pounds at the time. I was insecure. I was lacking self-esteem. I was walking around with college dropout painted on top of my forehead. But I kind of just lived in the vision and committed to the work. Because from that moment forward, I was like, social media is going to be what it is for me.
So we go from getting accepted into dream school, can't afford to go to the dream school. We then find ourselves going to community college, drop out of community college, and now we're doing hair, right?
Yep.
That's a hell of a 180, right?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think going through those seasons of transition taught you about yourself now looking back in retrospect?
I think a lot of people look at it as being a bad thing, but I love to fail flat on my face. Like, I love to fail forward so hard because a lot of people are afraid to fail from what people will say or from what failure looks like. And I think the best thing that I did was each time I fell flat on my face, I got back up because I want my kids to look at me and be like, if my mom can get through that, if she can pivot through that, because a lot of people are afraid to pivot. Like, to be able to pivot is one of the best skills in leadership, to be able to go to a different career and see a future in that. So those seasons really just taught me to fail forward. Outside of that, it taught me to pivot. And the biggest thing it taught me is that I can't see God's plan. Like, every single thing happens for a reason. And if I was shown what it would actually take for me to get what I want, we wouldn't be able to handle that. We'd be like, it's going to take all that. Like,
yeah.
I had to know, like, right now I'm in the most pivotal moment of my career. I speak on InvestFest stage at my first time even attending. Mm-hmm. And my dad just recently had four strokes in his brain. Like, if God showed me that, I'd be like,
I'm not ready.
I can't do it, right? So it just taught me that you can't see the plan in advance, but if you just stick it out and every time you get back up and try again, it's always going to be worth it.
Powerful. And that's a reoccurring theme I think I get with most high-level entrepreneurs like yourself that I sit down with. Very rarely is the path to success in life, whether you're an entrepreneur or a career person, linear. Like, what you think is going to happen is exactly what you want to happen in the way that you want it to happen.
A lot of people think entrepreneurship is glamorized. Amen. Like, we have this, it's cute. We get online, we show mm-hmm. our success, and we're talking about all the things, the accomplishments and mm-hmm. the money. And I just recently started this series on my social media. My Instagram is Seven to Stylist. I just started, and it's called 1 Million from Scratch for Real. And it's where I talk about the hardships and the adversities that you have to show up through on a journey through entrepreneurship, because we do glamorize it. And nobody talks about the days where you're in your bed crying, wonder if you're going to work it, like if it's going to work. Nobody talks about the times where you still have to show up. You 9 times out of 10, you can't really talk about what's wrong or what's happening in your life. Like, you're the boss at this point. Like, you got to show up and make the business run. Nobody talks about the days where you make $0. Maybe you change your offer and your pitch sucked. Like, it's so much stuff that people don't talk about. And if we actually vocalized it, people wouldn't go into entrepreneurship and quit so fast, because you'll know what it actually looks like.
Yeah. I credit that large in part to obviously your expertise, right? Social media, it's a double-edged sword to where it's like, it's this platform that allows for us to provide value to people who want to be where we are.
Yeah.
But to a certain degree, because of how a lot of marketing is done nowadays, to your point, a lot of people come in thinking, if I don't make $1 million in 5 days of me starting this business, that means the business is not for me. It's just like, no, you have to go through the mud.
Yeah. The time of social media right now is actually changing. Mm. The people that are banging it out in business, like the, I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, but that just did the Guinness Book of World Records.
Alex Hormozy.
There we go. His journey is through social media, but he talks about all of his failures all of the time. He talks about them, and that's actually what's being shown now, and it's humanizing more people, and it's actually causing creators and businesses to grow way faster. Like, if you look right now, a lot of brands are going more founder-focused because people want to see what's actually going on, what's the behind the scenes, because everybody can start to see now. At first, it was glamorized.
Yeah.
But now we have more people being vocal about what it actually takes. Like, what did it take for you to start this podcast? What? You started with 0 people.
Nothing. I started with an echoey background with an iPhone.
No mic. She ain't have all the cameras and stuff, right?
Just me and an idea and a whole lot of hustle and will. And here we are, right? But to your point, that's the reality of what this thing is. You can't get to here unless you're going through the mud and going through that season. And sometimes that season isn't a day. It's not a week.
Yeah.
It's not a year. It's years. For some people, it may even be decades. But when you do get to the other side of it, the winning season, it's night and day compared to what you had to go through to get to it. And I think most people don't understand that.
Have you ever heard about the difference between seasons and cycles?
I haven't. Tell me about that.
Okay, so my pastor, Darius Daniels, he talks about this, and I think it's real big for people on social media to know this, is that, like, a season is something that, you know, eventually, like you said, you get to the other side and you get through.
Yeah.
A cycle is sometimes or always, it's like life-lifing, but it's not life-lifing, it's you-you-ing. Like, so the cycle is, we're thinking we're repeating a season, but you're actually in a cycle because of the own mistakes and distractions that you're causing within yourself.
Hold on, we can break that down. That's a lot. So a cycle is me. It's something.
A cycle is me.
Okay.
A cycle is my bad habits.
Okay.
A cycle is my distractions. A cycle is me not learning the lesson that I was meant to learn, and then I'm going back through it again,
mm-hmm.
and I'm blaming it on life, and until I take accountability, I won't get out of that cycle.
Gotcha.
And that season can't be over because it's not actually the season. It's me and my own cycle. A season can't just be something that you're actually just growing through in life to be able to prepare you for what's next. But a lot of us aren't in seasons. We're in cycles of our own bad habits, and we're blaming it on life being hard. And it's like, life not hard, for real. It's just you keep making the same mistakes. You're having the same distractions, and you don't want to take accountability that wherever you're at in life right now is from the decisions that you personally made. And we get so stuck in cycles because nobody wants to realize, like, it's not life, it's you, for real. Like, it's genuinely you. And I say that for social media because I have people that I work with tons in social media. We have creators, we have business owners, we have entrepreneurs, we have different brands inside of our mentorship.
Yeah.
And we go through 5 weeks, right? And I always say there's different type of students. There's students that take accountability from the front, and you understand maybe your messaging has been wrong. Like, are you selling a business or a service online and you're actually not providing a solution, which is why your sales are low, right? Mm-hmm. Or we have people that don't necessarily fix the messaging. You don't want to do the hard stuff. You just want to post the content. Mm-hmm. And so then you're just like, it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. It's like, oh, I'm trying so hard. And it's like, you're actually not. That's a cycle. That's a discipline that you're not having in one area of your life, and it's converting into multiple areas of your life. And then you're like, life is so hard. And it's just like, no, you're just not hard enough on yourself.
Come on. It's a Thursday, and Seven done brought church in here on a Thursday. She done brought church in here on a Thursday. So this is good because now you're talking about like the mindset side of what you teach and how a lot of people are essentially getting in their own way. So this is good because, like I said in the intro, you sit down with a lot of individuals who want to be where you are.
Yes.
And for them, they aren't there, whether it's because of some type of constraint, whether it's them or just certain things that are going on in their business. Let's unpack that a little bit more because you sit down with these people night and day, every single day.
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that you're seeing a lot of, whether it's business owners or creators who want to figure social media out, making in 2025?
So one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that, for one, people don't understand the power of the phone that's in your hand. It's literally a money magnet. Like, understanding that your phone is actually a tool and social media is a tool made for you to make money. A lot of people in social media don't make money because they automatically assume that you can't make money, or it's not for you to make money, when it's really made for any single person to make money. But one of the biggest things people do outside of that is that understanding that social media can either, you can do it as a hobby or you can have a strategy. And a lot of people lack in strategy. So if you lack in strategy, you're kind of like in that revolving circle because you're not getting better. It's just like you're just doing more stuff. Like, you're not in action. You're just consistently in motion.
Right.
So one of the things that I like to actually do, and I give this out, I like for people to do this so that you can actually, from the rip, you're actually able to go ahead and get a strategy. It's one of my prompts that I put in a ChatGPT, and I have all of my students put it inside of theirs, and I'll give it to you. We're going to do this with yours as well, right?
Let's go.
And the prompt is, you're a social media growth expert and marketing strategist. Analyze the top 5 Instagram creators in my niche. Give me a profile breakdown. What makes their bio, profile, photo, highlights, username effective? What types of content do they post and how often? What are the common hooks, caption styles, call to actions that they use to boost engagement? How are they making money? What are the products that they offer? Do they do any type of digital products or affiliate marketing? What are their posting story strategies to stay on top of people's mind daily? How are they creating connection and increasing engagement? What specific content is going viral and converting best for each? What does their typical content batch look like? How can I replicate and stand out based on their strategy? Give me a customized plan to replicate their results while adding my own unique voice and age, using current data from Instagram 2024 and 2025 trends. Be specific. I want to replicate their strategy by understanding what's working, but in my own way. So I say strategy because if you go into it and you're trying to recreate the wheel, not saying that you can't be unique, but you can literally get a full plan of what's working. And now you have a strategy within 10 seconds. And it literally maps out for you, that prompt, everything that you should post, how often you should post. It maps out what type of content you should be making, what type of problems you should be solving for your audience. It maps it all down. So then you go into social media with the strategy. So not only is it more fun, it's more effective.
So let's say we wanted to create, a strategy here. Simple, basic, that most entrepreneurs got. What are some of the actionable steps? Obviously, you gave us a great prompt, but what's a simple strategy that most entrepreneurs who are watching right now can start to implement in their social media to take it to another level?
I love this.
Come on.
So one of my first things that I do with all entrepreneurs, every single business owner, is I want to transform the way that you show up online.
Okay.
Most people say, hey, I have this, buy this.
Yeah.
Then they post a flyer, buy that. Mm-hmm. And then they say, hey, nobody's not buying. Mm-hmm. And I say, because when you get online, you don't sell a product or a service, you provide a transformation. Mm-hmm. Because if you're online and you're saying you have a product or a service, I'm never able to see what my future is like with your product or service in it.
Right.
And that's what we should be providing. So let's just say a lot of people do credit and funding right now, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of the times people post all the time and they say, I do funding. Mm-hmm. And I have to explain to my students, I say, for one, some people don't even know what funding is.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people don't know what funding is because you have three types of audience styles. You have your bottom audience that is brand new to whatever it is, but you've created some type of growth content mm-hmm. to attract them in. And now you have to explain to them what transformation you provide so that they can start seeing their future with you in it. Mm-hmm. The second type of audience, you're now gaining, they've came in through growth, right? They're gaining trust with you through storytelling content, right? You're being relatable and they're starting to see with you in my future, it can be better. Mm. And then you have your top of audience and where you're selling them through value content. You have to show them that you know exactly what it is that you're talking about mm-hmm. and they're going to be able to purchase from you. This is for entrepreneurs, okay? So a lot of people say, I do credit and funding. And you have that bottom audience that's like,
what, and you have that middle
audience that's like, okay, well, but instead of saying, I do credit and funding, what if I said, I allow you to build your dream business without depleting your savings or begging the bank?
Oh, I'm in. I'm tapped in.
Versus saying, do you want to get credit and funding? Mm-hmm. I literally come out and I say, hey, my name's Seven, and I allow you to build your dream business, mm-hmm. whatever it is that you want, mm-hmm. that you have in mind. You have a dream, you have a plan, but you don't have the finances. Well, I'm Seven, and I allow you to build your dream business without depleting your savings, because that always should be to the side for you in case of emergencies, and without begging the bank, because I understand completely what it's like to go in the bank and not know, feel unqualified, or feel like the money isn't for you, but I bridge the gap between those things. So the first part of my strategy for entrepreneurs is we get to change your messaging. Mm. If you want to sell online, you have to sell transformations and what my future looks like with you in it. And you have to be able to do that within the first 3 seconds of your message.
Within the first 30 seconds
of clicking on your page and getting in your bio. I should be able to tell exactly what you do without you saying a word.
Okay, so I'm into credit and funding. Can we look at my page?
You're in credit and funding. You're about to change your message. I'm about to take that. Run with it.
Now watch this, right? As you're pulling my page up.
Okay.
Because I searched it up earlier. As you're pulling my page up, this is important for people to understand too, because I would like to say that I'm pretty well established in this space.
Okay.
So I'm not starting from ground zero. So I know for a fact, even to me listening to you say, I'm like, oh, she about to cook me. I know my bio and my branding and all. Like, I know it could be way better than what it is. But I think this is important for people to see too, because it allows them to understand, like, hey, even when you're at a certain level, there's always room for improvement.
Even as a social media strategist, I go through and I'm like, oh, I'm about to change this on my page, because there's nothing wrong with getting better.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell people, can I take you from good to great? Because mm-hmm. I feel like everybody is good. Like, you have a talent, you're showing up online, that's good.
Yeah.
But can I take you from good to great, and can I help you increase your sales? Like, one of my clients, Him500, Marcus is known for earning $35 million before 35. Mm-hmm. And I looked at his page and I'm just like, there's so much that we could change. There's so many different things that we can do. Let's change your bio. Let's do the things. Let's show up in your content differently. Mm-hmm. And within a month and a half, his sales were up 35% from social media marketing, and his followers was up 40,000 followers. And the reason being is because a lot of people, entrepreneurs, you're great at internet sales, but you may suck at social media marketing. Or I could just, like I said, take you from good to great. Can I help you show up better online so that you can make more money? Because that's the goal, is to make more money. Of course, money isn't everything, but it solves a lot of damn problems.
Yeah.
So can I help you as you're showing up every single day? Can I help you show up better so that your show up isn't just busy work? It's actually productive and your social media is a lead magnet.
Okay, let's.
So we have you. We have you.
Cook me. Listen, this is, don't be, if you got to sit here and be like, what are you doing? Wow, you over here wasting time. Cook me. Go ahead.
Y'all ready? Let's get comfortable.
Let's unpack that. You know it's bad when she kicked the leg up. If she kicked the leg up, I'm done.
Let's get comfortable. Let's really look and see. I needed to be able to have my phone right here. So.
Talk to me.
Have you ever heard that saying that's like, you know, you got 30 minutes? Mm-hmm. You ever heard that? So you got 30 seconds mm-hmm. when somebody gets on your page.
Mm-hmm. She looking like she don't even know where she at right now. God, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I'm going to help a lot of people out right
Let's
here.
Do it.
When I go to your social media.
Yes, ma'am.
Your bio is not the place to brag on yourself.
Okay.
I need to know, who do you help and what transformation do you provide immediately?
Immediate.
With a call to action. So if I go to your bio right now, it mm-hmm. says credit specialist, mm-hmm. business podcaster,
mm-hmm.
Joshua 1:8. I love that because it shows that you're a God-fearing man, right? So yeah. That's relatable. And business inquiries. It goes media@takeofffinancial.com.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a link tree.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
What transformation I provide.
What transformation you provide, who you help, and you didn't tell me how to spend money with you. If you don't give people the opportunity to buy from you, mm-hmm. people don't get the opportunity to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm going to do is, we actually have a social media-ish, GBT.
Okay. This is good. Oh, my goodness. Even I'm learning. This is good.
And I'm going to put your page through it to help you do this faster. So I love this because within my course, mm-hmm. People can get to this without me.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you can have my brain
mm-hmm.
at any point in time of the day.
Look at God.
Without having to have me there. And it pops up within 30 seconds. So I just put your page in, right? Mm-hmm. So it says automatically, what's working? You have a clear niche positioning as a business credit specialist and business podcaster, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I would do. This is great to have on there because you want to, Instagram now made it to where we're all Googleable. Mm-hmm. I made that word up. But so that means the search engine optimization, you want to have what you do somewhere in your bio.
Mm.
But instead, what about helping entrepreneurs build business credit and secure funding?
Mm.
Host of podcast name.
Mm-hmm. Marvin Francois Show.
Okay. And then DM credit for more resources because you want to make buying with you easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
People, even though link in bio doesn't take away your reach, the Instagram CEO cleared that up,
mm-hmm.
it does take away from the convenience. Why should I have to do so many things to spend money with you?
Yeah.
Imagine if at the register, instead of just swiping your card, they made you keep your groceries right there, walk to another side of the store, take your card out, pass them your wallet, you pass it back, put my information in, answer a questionnaire, put it back, then give you my wallet back again, and then I still have to walk all the way to go get my groceries?
I ain't coming back to that store.
That's what your Instagram's doing right now.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
But we're going to fix it.
Let's fix it.
So then you always want to give a call to action. How do people get started with you, right? And I'll print all this out for you.
Yeah.
And you can highlight your authorities. Help the 1,000-plus entrepreneurs secure blank amount in business funding.
Mm-hmm.
So that people automatically have that transformation that it is that you have to offer, right? Your profile photo is great. Here is something that a lot of people sleep on. Highlights are still highlighting. Like, it's a great place to...
I'm only scratching my head because I know mine's is not good. I know
you
mine's
have
is not
one
good.
Highlight.
Yeah.
Hey, business owners. Imagine being able to walk in and out of banks and starting to see approvals instead of rejections. And it's not because you changed anything with your business, but because you put your personal credit report in the position it needed to be in. Here at Takeoff Financial, our team helps business owners just like you using consumer law strategies that get real results in real time. We remove collections, charge-offs, late payments, evictions, delinquent student loans, along with anything else that's keeping you from getting to your funding goals. And best of all, it's completely done for you. We send the disputes, file the complaints, and do everything needed to help put you in position to access your first $50,000 to $100,000 in business credit. So if you're interested, head over to takeofffinancial.com or click the link in the description below to book a free consultation with me and my team to learn more about how we can help you get one step closer to your funding goals.
Yeah, go ahead. You can speak. I'm not, yeah. Don't look at the camera like that. Don't, why you?
One highlight. So I'm going to give you some highlight options.
Let's do it.
Testimonials for your client wins. You always want to have social proof on your page. Mm-hmm. Any entrepreneur, you want to have social proof on your page. So this is what I do. Mm-hmm. Everybody can do this. Have you? How many people do you feel like you've helped?
Up until this point, at least 1,000 plus.
Do you have them on an email list?
Yeah.
Okay, so big wake-up call for entrepreneurs, just a quick tip. Your followers are not your potential business partners, your potential clients. They're not your leads. Your followers belong to Instagram. Mm-hmm. So they're not yours. Mm-hmm. You want to get your followers away through leads. Like you want to have a freebie to offer your followers to get your leads so that mm-hmm. then eventually you can help people. You have an email list.
Yep.
So I say this because any entrepreneur, to get social proof really quickly, you want to just text your clients or email them this. Mm-hmm. Hey, my name is Marvin. I just want to say I appreciate you so much for being a part of my journey, and I'm ready to take my business to the next level. I would love if I was able to brag about you on my website or on my social media because I'm very grateful that you are a part of the beginning of my journey, and I would love for you to be a part of my next level. Mm. Do you mind sending me a quick 30-second testimonial? You could prop up your phone. Don't worry. I'll have my team edit it so you look great. So now you said you've helped 1,000-plus people. You now have 1,000-plus pieces of content. So let's see. What's the amount of money that you funded somebody before?
Anywhere between like 75 to 100,000.
Great. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is what we'll say. What we're on the
Marvin Francois show.
Marcus Francois
Marvin Francois.
Marvin Francois show.
Francois.
My
how much
I'm
wood could a woodchuck
twister.
Chuck if a woodchuck
could chuck wood? There you go. Right
the
now.
Marvin Francois show.
So I would just say this. If you're sitting at home right now and you're thinking about, I wish I could start my business, but I don't have the money to, I'm going to show you somebody that I helped fund their business for $75,000 and they didn't have to beg the bank or deplete their savings. Watch this. And now you're able to...
Come on.
Put that video in and now you have a piece of content, social proof. Right? That's one piece of way that you work the content. The second piece is you actually just post the testimonial directly into your story. Mm-hmm. Now you use that story, you put it as a highlight, as client testimonials. That's what you call repurposing content. Not only do you do that, you take the testimonial and now you put it on your funnel. That's three pieces that you've used this one piece of content. Mm-hmm. Not only do you do that, you make another reel and it flashes by 50 people at once, just a point second video over them. And you'll say, this is all the people that I helped build their business and earn and make money without having to beg the bank. And it goes through 50 different people. So now that people can see themselves in every single person that's went by. That's good content. That's what you call it. Content badge.
That's what okay. You call a strategy. Go ahead.
We don't just do so. This is a money magnet.
100%.
This in your phone is a lead magnet, okay? Like so many people think like I don't have to add social media. I'm already making money, mm-hmm. right? And it's just like two things that aren't going anywhere. Social media and AI. Master both of them.
Yeah.
Nobody walks around and gives out their business card anymore. Do not get left behind like Blockbuster. So, highlights, testimonials, your client wins. Free game where you give quick tips or frequently asked questions, right? Anytime you give out value, it builds trust. Mm-hmm. Okay? Podcast clips, because we want people to see like clips from your podcast in your story. So that can be your highlights. Events or speaking appearances and about me, your personal story to connect with your audience. These can be your highlights. So how do you do your personal story? I tell everybody this. Do a Instagram story that says a little bit about me. So I'm going to read you mine.
Let's do it.
It says story time. I only got one like on my post and it was my mom. Here's my personal journey. And I actually show my mom being my first like, mm-hmm. right? And I said, I realized I was building as a hairstylist. The real power in building was social media. I just had to stay consistent. Even with no likes or comments, my mom was my only like. Talk about documenting my journey. I showed like a transformation. I said I gained more clients from consistency. So you want to start walking people from right. where you started to the beginning. I talked about where I won an award. I showed how the doors it opened up for me. It talked about me going to LA as BET weekend. Then it shows me pivot. I started my network marketing business from social media. I met my wife mm-hmm. And we both wanted freedom. I built a business through social media. I showed myself getting my first brand deal, so it doesn't look like what it is now, right? Mm-hmm. I talk about the things that I had to do. I had to drown out the noise. Mm-hmm. I had to start investing. And it shows like at what point did I have that aha moment. And then it also shows mini success. We got to the top 3% network marketing I had to go on bed rest throughout my pregnancy, my son's first brand deal, mm-hmm. talks about my failures and my success, and then it gets to where I'm at now, mm. where this last slide shows just within one income through social media was $36,000 in less than 30 days, mm-hmm. right? What that does is, remember that beginning audience I told you about? This all maps together.
Come on.
That beginning audience relates to that first slide. That top funnel audience relates to the last one. The middle audience that we talked about relates to the middle of those slides. Mm. If you have that in your stories, you make it in your stories so that you can turn it into highlights, mm-hmm. and then you screenshot it from your stories and you put it on your page. So now, when people want to work with me, and which I was going to tell you this, mm-hmm. I have a 3-pin post framework.
Let's break it down.
Everybody should have this. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do for your page. One of the pin posts should be an emotional trigger. So that through your audience, because the selling is psychology.
Yeah.
You want to be able, have you ever been so broke before? Like, so broke that, like, you're hoping that they don't say, like, hey, it's declined, but my card is literally, I need it to overdraft. I already know I don't have any money in my account. You know I don't have no money in my account. Then they yell so loud, like, it's declined. It's like, do you want the whole story to know? But I'm actually doing the things that will put me in a better position, but I'm waiting on my next check and I just don't have the money.
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's storytelling, right? Because I just, like, I was able to help you feel something. I got into it. You don't know when I'm in it or I'm out of it, right? Yeah. But that's an emotional trigger.
Yeah.
Because what it did is, did you kind of, like, start thinking about, like, a time where you was broke?
I literally flashed back to when I, like, numbers I was able to see in my bank account.
And it kind of made your stomach hurt, right? Like, yeah. Mine is, like, I don't know why it's this vivid moment of when I was at Kroger and the lady was, like, it's declined. And I'm just, like... But it was loud. Like, mm-hmm. you don't got to tell everybody in mm-hmm. the store. Like, and I'm like, can you swipe it one more time? Can you do it as credit? Like, literally trying anything, right? And so that is an emotional trigger.
Yes, it is.
You walking through your story is also an emotional trigger. Because if I'm walking through my story, I'm showing you from where I started to where I'm at now. And yeah. through some part of my story, whether it's the things I had to overcome mm-hmm. or where I'm at now or where I was or like my mom being my very first like and I had to post again the next damn day, mm-hmm. it's an emotional trigger.
Yeah.
So you want to start an emotional trigger, but I'll give you an emotional trigger.
Let's do it.
That you could use for your page.
Let's do it.
Are you sitting at home and you're literally looking at your savings account as you build your business, deplete every single day, and you're wondering how are you going to be able to continue to build your business without worrying about the things that I have to deal with as a business owner and thinking about I won't have the money to keep going. My bills are drowning me. My business is drowning me, but my dream is what's fueling me, but I just don't have the money. If you feel like that, I want you to drop fun below because I'm going to help you be able to build your dreams and keep your savings while having the money that you need to operate in business until it turns into the $1 million business that you want. That was off the top of the dome, y'all.
Which social is crazy. Media.
So if I do that, if I give that to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And you pin that. Let's say you make sure you go back and record. Go back and record it. You pin that to your page. If I go to your page within the first 30 seconds and I click on that, guess what? I'm ready to get funded. First pin post, emotional trigger. Second pin post is going to be how to work with you or what's the transformation. But guess what? You already had that because we just asked your audience for 30 testimonials.
Yeah.
So you want to show some sort of social proof. The third thing is going to be a call to action. Mm. How do I get started with you? Because most people make people search and find through their page. How do I just get started? Like, what if I'm ready right now?
Yeah.
Because the average person, I got ADHD. As soon as I click off your page, I pass my, something comes up, somebody calls me, I forgot exactly what I'm doing.
100%.
But what if you walk through exactly what it's like to get started with you, or if you have a free webinar, or you're teaching a value tip, and the call to action is just DM start for your first step. You always want to have something that helps people get started with their first step, because if not, you're losing an audience, which means you're losing money because they have to get off your page. They have to go find, how do I get started? Or even worse, it looks like you're only doing this for select people and it doesn't include me.
Right.
Right? But the average person works a 9-to-5. We all went to school, so we're used to being told what to do.
Yeah.
So if you don't tell people what to do, they don't know what to do. So you want to have a call to action on your page. So that's your 3-pin post framework.
So we broke that. So just from auditing my Instagram, we were able to unpack the messaging that goes into the bio.
Yep.
A 3-pin post framework that essentially takes somebody wherever they are in our funnel, whether they're top, middle, or bottom of funnel.
Yep.
And guides them ultimately to taking that call to action to work with us.
Yeah, and that's not even it. Content strategy.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
To increase your engagement and content that converts, because everybody creates content. You want to create content that actually converts. I want to create content that converts into sales and leads, mm-hmm. okay? That should be the goal as a business owner when I'm posting content. I want to be able to create content that's not for laughs, right? Even when you do growth content, like if you do trending things, make sure it's trending within your niche, because guess what happens? They come back to your page and they like, are you talking about funding? I thought he was funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if I do this, though, within funding,
yeah,
then I'm able to keep these people, right? So we want to create content that converts. So to increase your engagement, I would start posting educational carousels. People didn't know this, but carousels are back in the game. Instagram has made it to where, you know, we used to call them dumps. We call them dumps, right? Instagram is making it to where you actually can post carousels now and it gets traction. People do not know this, but reels and carousels are on the same height.
Okay.
People purchase more, though, from carousels. Because it's education that you can stop, save, and see. Anytime you post something, you want to say, is it shareable, savable, or relatable?
Anytime you post something, you want to make sure it's savable, shareable, or one of those three has to be.
But you always want to be shareable and savable. Like, those are the go-tos. Like, if you have, people think it's about the likes. It's not about the likes. Because just because somebody likes you doesn't mean they'll buy from you. Just because somebody likes you doesn't mean they'll buy from you. So you want to have savable and shareable content because that shows that they're building trust.
Right.
So we want to have carousels. So this is going to be short, actionable credit tips or myths or facts that you need to have. Client case studies where you show results and success stories on your page. Behind the scenes, a day in the life of a podcast. Like, have you been recording today? Like, what your day's like?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Trending audio, meaning that we want to start putting a little bit of a trending audio, even if we put it down to one behind your videos. Mm-hmm. And strong call to actions. Even if it's not DM your, like, through your ManyChat to start, encourage comments or shares. How do you guys feel about this? Like, even when we go and we clip this, and one of the clips is probably going to be, even though somebody likes you, doesn't mean they'll buy from you. Your call to action could be like, who needed that wake-up call? Like, let me know who needed that wake-up call. How y'all feeling in the comments? Mm. Right? Because a lot of people think every time a call to action has to be to buy from you, but sometimes you just need to actually build engagement.
Right.
Engagement builds community. Community builds that cult-like following of, I want to come to your page every single day, mm-hmm. and when I'm finally ready, I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
Right? So also, to leave you off.
Let's do it.
I have monetization recommendations.
Let's do it. Oh, the money. Let's get to all that's what we're here for. Let's get to the money.
Repurpose your podcast clips into micro content for TikTok and YouTube Shorts. Do you do that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So what you want to do is you want to post every single one, though, into YouTube Shorts and TikTok. It never takes away from
the algorithm pushing out all
because you want to just push out as much content as possible. But also on TikTok, you can go more long form. So you can make more money by the views, okay? Leverage live sessions and collaborations with other financial creators or cross-promotion. So you could do TikTok lives because Instagram doesn't prioritize live anymore, but TikTok does. Mm-hmm. TikTok actually makes it, and this is where a lot of people sleep on, like a lot of people. TikTok makes it to where you go live, you're open to any audience.
Yeah.
And as long as people engage in your TikTok, they recommend you to more people. Mm-hmm. Instagram, you're only live within your actual following. So you're nurturing your audience versus TikTok, you're being brought to a new audience.
Right.
So when you go live, you're actually able to go live on all platforms at once. You can set it up an eCam to where you go live on your TikTok, your Instagram, your Facebook, everything all at once. So leverage your lives. And outside of that, creating a lead magnet for the link in your bio, a free credit checklist. Mm-hmm. So that anytime, I feel like anybody should have a freebie on their page.
100%.
You want to have a freebie because a freebie in your offer, right? A freebie in your offer. So you want to have a freebie in your offer so that as I have this freebie inside of my offer that is actually making it to where people want to come to my page nonstop. Mm-hmm. And it allows people to, until you're ready to buy from me, I still have value to give you because we still want to nurture people that are just not ready yet. And that's okay. Everybody's not ready to buy from you. And guess what? You're not qualified to get that buy anyways. Like a lot of people, we want buys just based off, just because somebody likes you doesn't mean that they want to buy from you. And we confuse likes with people that's ready to purchase. So we think, oh my God, this reel got so many views. It got so many likes. I'm about to have a crazy webinar tonight. No, you're not. No, you're not. Just because we like them, that's like you haven't dropped enough value on your page for people to say,
I'm ready to buy.
I trust you as an authority.
Yeah.
Right? Value content means that you're an authority over your audience. You've mastered a skill that they want to have in life. Like for yours, you've mastered credit and funding.
Right.
So it's like, that's a skill that people want in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I know that I've mastered this skill, I get to give out that value so that people know to purchase from me when the time comes, when they're ready. So.
You basically just gave away like a full, so not even just for me, but really for anybody, because anyone could take that entire
strategy. For anybody, we're ready.
100%. Okay, so because even though you just gave away, first off, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to go back to the drawing board with the team later on tonight because we messing up. Clearly, we doing something wrong, right?
Y'all not messing up. I think y'all are doing good.
We could do better though.
We can always do better.
We can always do better. But now watch this, right? Because even though one of the things I realized is I'm sure you see it too as a coach in the space, a lot of people get super in their head and are more motivated to create excuses than they are to create opportunities for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? I want to address, especially for newer people in the space, some of the common things I'm sure you hear and how you coach individuals through dealing with those things as they're coming into social media space. The biggest one I hear, and I'm not even a coach, so I know you hear it. I'm pretty sure you have people that come to you and you're like, well, Seven, listen, I want to get into social media. Trust me, I do. I want to grow my business, but I got to post in two to three times a day. I don't know that. Girl, that's a lot. I can't do it. It's too much. How do you work around that?
Okay, so I think a lot of things that a lot of people miss, coaches in general, is that you have to change. You get the opportunity to help people be a mirror to themselves and change their mindset and their identity so that they can change their habits.
Mm.
If you don't change your mindset or your identity, your habits just are going to stay the same.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like how I have to ask people, how bad are you willing to outwork the old version of yourself to get to the new version of yourself?
Mm.
Because those habits that you've created, give yourself as much time to create new habits as you gave yourself to create the bad ones.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't want to give themselves that amount of time. They want the harvest before actually sitting around planting the seeds. So I allow people to be a mirror for themselves. And I say, well, I mean, I would just choose my heart. Mm. Like, what do you want to do now? Like, the decisions that you're making right now, and I ask people this as soon as they start my class, I say, where you're at right now, exactly where you are right now, yep. Are you satisfied? And a lot of the times people will say no. And I say, do you give me permission to be honest with you? Like, can I be real with you? And they'll say, yeah. And I'll say, the decisions that you made 90 days ago are exactly why anything that's going on in your life right now, where your business is, where your life is, came from the decisions that you made 90 days ago. So for moving forward, now that you know that and you know that you're not satisfied with where you're at, what decision do you want to make now moving forward so that your next 90 days can be different? If not, you're going to be a revolving cycle of the same decisions, same patterns, and the same type of things. You can make more money. You're going to lose it again.
Mm.
Right? You can gain more followers and consistency. You're going to start and stop back over again.
Come on.
Until you decide to change your actual habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to ask people, who do you want to be? The old version of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, posting is too much, da-da-da. Or do you want to be the new version of yourself that looks and says, okay, I understand that it was too much for me and draining because I actually wasn't scheduling my post. I understand that with my personal clients, I can do 45 days of content in one day.
Mm.
I wasn't batching my content.
Right.
I understand that I was showing up and it was a hobby for me. It wasn't a business yet. So as soon as I get you to identify with your bad habits, now we can walk into the new version of you that knows that social media is a strategy. You're scheduling your post. You're sitting down batching content. You're researching within your niche so that you can provide value. You're making different type of content. You're repurposing old content. You're utilizing trial reels.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing things that actually make sense instead of settling with your excuses.
Mm. So diving a bit more into that, because I'm sure you deal with people that fall on both sides of the coin. You have individuals that you may work with or that you even watch from afar that's like, oh my gosh, this person's crushing it. I tell them to do X, they do X and Y and Z. And then you have other individuals like you almost got to drag them along, right, through the process of them getting their social media to a point where it's actually where they say they want for it to be. What are some of the common traits that you see in the individuals that have the most success in this space compared to the individuals that don't? Is it more about mindset or is it more about strategy?
Have you read Atomic Habits?
I know of it, but I haven't read it.
Okay. So they have this thing on the inside of it, this philosophy called action versus motion.
Okay.
And a lot of people are in motion, afraid. They're doing the thing so that it looks like they're working, but just enough so that they don't fail. And I call it busy work, right? It's a lot of business owners do this. They be like, I post every single day. And you understand that, for one, you're posting a flyer. Flyer is not marketing, it's brand awareness. Nobody can be aware of your brand if you haven't marketed it yet. And then you post a flyer and you're wondering why nobody isn't utilizing your services, because you're wanting people to be aware of something that you haven't marketed. You have not earned that person, okay? So that is one of the things of motion, mm-hmm. right? So as I'm doing the busy work. Action is actually repeating the steps, failing forward, doing the things that's necessary no matter how uncomfortable, and not being afraid to fail or being afraid to be perfect, right? And they also say in the book, as soon as perfectionism causes procrastination, you need to change your habits, right? So a lot of the motion is also in perfectionism, like need to be able to say like, oh, I'm doing the things, but you're not seeking mentorship, right? You're not asking a question. So the traits that I know for the people that actually succeed is the people that execute, right? And execute before asking questions. I tell this to my students. I say you learn through more through action than you learn through the answer to your question. Because even if I keep giving you the answer, if you never go out and try and do it, you're not going to know what works and doesn't work, right? So for one is the people that learn through action and they immediately execute. As they execute, they start asking questions to get better. They don't have to, they drop ego of feeling like I need to show up so perfect. Most people have this ego of like, I need to, you pay for a mentorship and then you be trying to show up perfect inside of the mentorship when you're there for help.
Yeah.
So asking questions. And then last but not least, they start to be consistent and invest into them their own selves. Like outside of mentorship and stuff like that, like they start investing their time into what they want to actually get better at. And you can kind of just see it, right? And the last thing that I've known about people that execute is it's kind of like you and me here. They're not leechers. And a leech is kind of like somebody that shows up to an environment and you're just there to take.
Yeah.
You're genuinely just there to take. You listen to all information. You never give anything back. And a lot of people show up in that. But for the people that I see that execute, they understand that just because somebody else is winning doesn't mean that you're losing. And I can provide as much value to everybody around if possible of what's working for me so that it can help you too.
Right.
It's enough money to go around in the world. Now, on the other side of that, for the people that don't and you have to drag them through, they normally settle with their potential. They think about how great they can be, what it would be like if they actually posted online, and they don't do it. They're constantly regaining momentum, meaning that they celebrate their wins too quick and for too long. And I've been there before, right? Where I've had like a great post, and instead of double downing and maximizing on that post or your wins in life, you go out and you celebrate and you celebrate and you celebrate. And then now you burnt out, or you're trying to figure out your next thing. And then you stop, and then you have to start back over, and you have to regain the momentum. And a lot of people don't know this, but sometimes those small successes can trick us into that we're actually moving forward when we're not. We're in the same place, just winning again at the exact same thing. Like, we can really be tricked that little small success that we had, although it's a great success, but you've won that already, and you're winning it in the exact same position because you're not mastering. Never celebrate for too long. Not saying, because, you know, a lot of us get stuck in, especially us women, it's a soft life. I want to give myself my flowers. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool. That's great. Like, we all definitely should celebrate ourselves. But when are we going to be done celebrating for too long? Mm-hmm. Or when is it actually time to celebrate? Why not double down on the momentum and get exactly to where you need to be? Like me right now, I'm so locked in. Like, I'm so locked in that, yeah, like, people are like, oh my God, you should celebrate that. And I'm like, imagine how just how big the wins can get if I just keep going. So most of the time, those people celebrate for too long and they get stuck in the small success and never actually get to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And outside of that, they don't plan and they don't strategize. They do things like stay up late doing busy work, and then when it's actually time to be productive, you're not executing because you're tired and you're showing up halfway through. Like last night, if I didn't go to sleep, I wouldn't have been able to give you value today on your podcast. I'm tired.
Right.
I'm just sitting here waiting for it to be over. Like, so I can just say I did it. But then guess what? I would do the exact same thing that I'm going to do when I leave here. We're going to take a picture. I'm going to post my content. I did a podcast today.
Yes, yes.
So the other side of people is the ones that dragging them through it. You settle for excuses. And if I have to drag you through every single win of your social media, every single moment of your life without me, you're not going to succeed because you need me to hold your hand. If I hold your hand through everything, when I'm not available, you don't win. The most independent people, the most successful people, they don't have to have their mentor holding their hand. They learn through their mentor's actions. Like the first person I consider a mentor, I never physically was around her. I didn't even know her. I studied her habits. I'm like, how does she wake up in the morning? What is this like? Da, da, da. Right? And that meant that in my success, when she finally did meet me, she was just like, you really go after what you want. And it's just because I don't need you to hold your hand. I just need the information. The difference between the person that's successful and not successful is what do you do with the information, not just if you have it.
Attention business owners. Are you tired of getting denied for business credit because your personal credit is still holding you back? You have the business, you have the vision, but every single time that you apply, lenders hit you with the same brick wall time after time again. Your credit report. You see, here at Take All Financial, we use advanced consumer law strategies to get every negative item removed from your credit report. Things like collections, charge-offs, late payments, delinquent student loans, and so much more. And best of all, it's fully done for you. Our team sends out the dispute letters, files the complaints, and handles everything needed to get your credit to the finish line. Which means you don't have to lift a finger, and we'll do all the heavy lifting needed to put you in position to finally get approved for business credit. So if you're ready to stop getting denied and start getting funded, head over to takeofffinancial.com to book a free consultation with me and my team to see how we can put you in position to get one step closer to your funding goals.
Both people got the information.
But only one person's executing.
So with all these different principles and values that we could instill into the audience, if you could only give the audience one principle that you think would help create an unlock for somebody that's watching this, whether it be within their business or their journey of understanding social media, what would that principle be?
I think my biggest thing I would give people that need to understand their journey in social media is to learn through action and just document your whole journey. Mm-hmm. You never know what it's like if you could just go back and look at your own life. You learn so many lessons. You learn so many things about yourself. It reignited something in me when I went back and scrolled to my page because I was having this moment as an entrepreneur and Ben. And social media is this year, we've done so many amazing things. Like, I went to the Adidas headquarters. Like, we was able to take over the Adidas showroom. I work with multiple 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneurs. I have an amazing, amazing clients like Neo Davis. I have Him 500. Recently, like, just did a few things with different brands. And it humbled me so good. I was just sitting in bed. And I looked at my wife and I looked over and I was in bed. She was like, what's wrong? And I was crying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, babe, what if I fail? Like, our family is riding on this dream that I have. Mm-hmm. And I share this moment because I feel like so many people are there and nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
And I was crying. And I'm like, and it was so crazy because I had a webinar. I had just did a new pitch. We increased our prices. Everything was great. But I was just like, what if I fail? And she was just like, you've been doing this for so long. Go back and look at your old pictures. And she was like, I really want you to believe in like all the things you've already overcame. And yeah. I went back and I scrolled and I said, what the hell? My mom was my only liked and I consistently posted after that.
Yeah.
Every single day, multiple times a day. And documenting your journey can ignite so much inside of you that you didn't know was possible.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that it's not a lot of power in their story, so they don't tell it. And your story is exactly what you're sitting on, which is the gold mine. Mm. Your personal brand, who you are as a person, what you can do in life, as long as you can help somebody with 10% of their life with your story, you can make money on social media.
As we start to close, last question. If you were sitting in my seat and across from you was 10 years from now, so 10 years into the future, and she only had 30 seconds to speak to you, what do you think she would say?
Girl, I'm so damn proud of you. I think that would really be it. Like, I would literally be telling myself, I'm just so proud of the woman that you became because you knew you could always be her. Like, you knew genuinely that she was somewhere inside of you as long as you outworked that depressed, suicidal, insecure, questioning whether I can make it or not, whether it's going to happen or not. Is it going to, like, what does life look like? But through that, you still showed up every single day and gave it another day, another fight, another moment. And look at where we are now. Mm-hmm. And that every single moment that you grew from, cried through, smiled through, had to crawl through because some days you can't even get up.
Facts.
That it made you exactly who you are right now. And it's going to help you be everything that I need you to be. But for this moment, reach back and get everybody that thinks that they can't make it.
Seven, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. This was good.
This was a very insightful conversation. I know I got to go back to my Instagram right now. And
we're going to change the Instagram. I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you every single thing that I have.
I love it.
To offer, and I'm proud of you in advance because you're an executor, so I know it's going to be changed today.
Absolutely. No air fans or buts about it. Obviously, we have some people who are watching here who want to get connected with you. Your camera here, of course, lets people know where they can find you and what you have going on.
My name again is Seven Buffins. My Instagram is at Seven the Salads. You can find us on YouTube at Being the Buffins. But outside of that, if you are ready to grow, monetize your social media, and actually create content that converts, I want you to go to www.socialmediaishmasterclass.com and you can join me for free every single Thursday. I'm most consistent as it gets at 8 p.m. and we are going to help you grow, monetize, change your message. And not only that, remember, this thing in your hand is a money magnet and you should create content that converts.
Listen, and if you haven't already, what are you doing? Take a second, take a minute, take an hour out of your day right here, right now to slap the like button, show the episode some love, tell a friend to come back and rewatch it again.
And it's free to repost.
And it is free to repost. Free 99. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Marvin Francois. That is the very lovely Mrs. Seven Buffins. Y'all have been good. We've been great. This has been amazing. Thank you all. God bless. And until next time, peace.
Bye.